Welcome to Discourses on ISA Public. My name is Dean Adair, creator of ISA Public, Nation of Political Equals, and the Rule Yourself and No One Else Society. This is episode 0.4, titled Features of ISA Public, Part 3. With this episode, I complete my three-part Features of ISA Public podcast. In the last episode, I covered the categories of law, integrity, and personhood. I'll round out the features of ISA Public with the categories of nature, society, and economy. As before, note that these features are cursory and still a work in progress. I'll be making revisions to the table at isapublic.org/features on an ongoing basis. The features I've listed in these podcasts serve as a beginning. So let's start. The following are features of ISA Public in the category of nature. The commons consists of all natural resources within the political boundaries of, or jurisdiction of the ISA Public, either not contained wholly within a privately owned parceloid or crossing multiple parceloid boundaries, e.g. streams, air, sunlight, aquifers, lakes, etc. The Tricuria acts as the steward of the commons and trustee of the citizenry to make the commons usable by the people via titles in nature. Public lands such as natural parks, conservancy districts, and nature preserves are possible in ISA Public to be approved by DIMI and or national councils depending upon in which the lands are contained, respectively. All public lands are contained within the commons and are managed by the respective interior department. Only citizens can own land in ISA Public. And there is a limit on the maximum amount of ownable land by individuals, i.e. the land allotment. The maximum amount of land would be established as the amount that could be economically farmed by an individual. Land allotments can be combined to allow groups of individuals to own more land in common, but no single individual would be able to exceed the maximum allotment. This policy prevents the Ted Turner effect, whereby a single very wealthy individual owns enormous tracts of land, making land ownership more equitable, i.e. more available and affordable. Genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, are legal in ISA Public. However, GMOs are treated as property of the producer. So long as the GMOs remain within the parceloid of the producer, there's no problem. But if the GMOs escape and do non-trivial harm to person or property of others, they become illegal. The courts must then remedy harm done by the GMOs, which could include punitive remedy, i.e., prison for the responsible parties. Under the security of state allowance, GMOs can be regulated if, in the opinion of the National Council, they represent a threat to the security of the state. A title in nature is the legal instrument by which citizens are able to claim and make use of a natural resource in the commons. The claim must be specified and be specific to that which the title holder is able to practically make use of, i.e., no claims on resources the applicants can't reasonably act upon or for more than the specified uses. The courts act as trustees for the citizenry representing their interests. Titles in nature mustn't create a conflict with prior titles in nature, and no prior title can be used to obstruct a claim that doesn't conflict. That's it for features related to nature at this time. I'll likely be adding more. Next are features of ISA Public in the category of society. Eudemic society is the civil society of ISA Public, operating under the moral philosophy of evolutionary utilitarianism and morality of the Eudemic Code. Private property is a fundamental ISA Publican right, property being in the Lockean tradition, i.e., quote, whatsoever, then he removes out of the state that nature hath provided and left it in, he hath mixed his labor with and joined to it something that is his own and thereby makes it his property, end quote. All property derives from this principle. With employment, the laborer has consented to the product of his labor, transferring to their employer for a voluntary wage, i.e., there's no such thing as wage slavery, i.e., denying a person the product of their labor, which communists, socialists, and all collectivists do, is actual slavery. Cancel culture, so-called, where social media is used to attack a person's reputation, social capital, income, etc., is not illegal in ISOPublic explicitly, but does come with legal risks that should greatly mitigate this harmful phenomenon. Cancel culture is in ISOPublic generally immoral under the Golden Maxim, which holds laissez-faire, i.e. live and let live, as a virtue. Under compact law, publishing false factual information, e.g. defamation, fraud, etc., which often is a part of cancel culture, is a violation, as is harassment interference with another's equal freedom. Given that justice is a public good in ISOPublic, i.e. available to all, and doing harm to someone wrongfully is unlawful, anyone engaging in cancel culture would take considerable legal risk, either with civil or criminal penalties. The do no harm principle is to be imbued in compact law. Violators are punished for harm done, not for harm that might be done, i.e. ISOPublic is a self-regulated society. Regulation by the state is a violation of due process, i.e. violators are denied their day in court and punished for potential, not actual harm done. In ISOPublic, there is no compulsory education, i.e. there's a separation of school and state. Education is market-based and the responsibility of legal guardians. There is religious freedom in ISOPublic so long as the religion is practiced as a personal faith, i.e. no theocracy or theocratic political influence, i.e. there's a separation of church and state. Note that just because religious observances are not permitted or recognized by the Tricuria, that doesn't mean it endorses atheism, but that the Tricuria must remain neutral on the question. Thus, there are no religious representations or displays on public property or during official functions. In ISOPublic, there are two categories of legal person, dependent and independent person. A dependent person is one who is mentally unable to act responsibly in society, i.e., not able to competently comprehend consequences of actions such as children and mentally disabled adults. A dependent person must have a certificate of guardianship. Dependent persons can't enter contracts, but guardians can on their behalf. The legal obligation of guardians is to maintain their ward and do no criminal harm. The Tricuria can't interfere with guardian/ward relations except to remedy criminal harm done under the guardianship allowance. Guardians are legally liable for the actions of their wards. By final court decision, a person can be ruled dependent or independent. Under compact law, dependent persons in ISOPublic can't participate in sexual activity or be exposed to sexually explicit material that is deemed by the courts to be non-essential to the dependent's health. Depictions of dependent person's sexual activity, such as child porn, are legal in ISOPublic so long as no actual dependent person is involved or consumes such material. This because no real child is involved. Pollution is illegal in ISOPublic. Pollution is any non-natural substance that causes a non-trivial, non-consensual, and measurable harmful effect on another person or property. Such harm, as determined by final court decision, would be remedied by the perpetrator as compelled by the Tricuria, if the violation is considered to be caused with intent, knowingly, or from gross negligence, the responsible parties are to be subjected to a criminal inquest, and if convicted by final court decision, there's to be both civil and punitive remedies, i.e. civil damages up to 3 times the estimated measurable costs and prison time. That's it for features of ISOPublic society. Features of the economy of ISOPublic are as follows. The national currency in ISOPublic is the valen for value exchange network. The basic unit of currency is called the valen for value exchange unit. The valen is administered by the National Council under authority of the National Interior Council, with the National Council having ultimate authority. Laissez-faire capitalism is the economic system of ISOPublic, i.e. the separation of economy and state. ISOPublican money, the valen, is true money. True money is based on 3 operating principles, a constant sum of currency units, demurrage, and digital cryptography. The purpose of true money is to provide the most accurate price information to economic actors, thus the name true money. The constant sum of currency units, called the grand sum, prevents price distortions due to inflation and deflation. The demurrage fee is charged by the Tricuria in the form of a tax on vallens that haven't been transferred after a set period of time, e.g. annually, quarterly, maybe monthly, to promote currency circulation, to reduce speculation and hoarding, which both practices increase price volatility. The similarity between Bitcoin and the vallen is that both are cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin is persistent, has a changing total of Bitcoins in circulation, though more static over time, and has no demurrage. Bitcoin has the properties of digital gold. The demurrage fee assures that currency isn't accumulated by the wealthy, and in Bitcoin's case, early adopters, which is why sound money, e.g. gold and silver coins, is value regressive, meaning poor consumers must pay persistent money for perishable goods of wealthy producers. Bitcoin and all forms of digital currency would be illegal in ISOPublic, since they compete with the vallen and take revenue from the Tricuria. Thus, if one consents to be physically in the ISOPublic, one agrees upon signing the compact not to use other forms of digital money for all impolity transactions. The vallen is intended to be based on open-source software operating on a central computer system administered by the Tricuria National Interior Department. The vallen is to be anonymous, such that the Tricuria can only gain access to a user's account by court-issued warrant based on probable cause. A vallen user account is to be considered private property. Commodity-based money, e.g. gold and silver coins, is legal tender in ISOPublic. However, all transactions using commodity-based money must be by transferring the physical money. Using proxies or redeemable notes of commodity-based money are to be prohibited under compact law. The Tricuria has one source of revenue, the vallen tax, or VTAX. The VTAX is a charge that is applied to every vallen transfer. The National Council sets the statutory rate, each based on forecasted Tricuria spending over the coming year. Because the cost of the Tricuria is relatively low and the VTAX is spread over the entire economy, the statutory rate should be low, 1% or less estimated. In the event of a state of emergency, the statutory rate might be increased to cover increased costs. The Tricuria is prohibited from enacting trade sanctions. The only trade restrictions are those justified under the security of state allowance. That completes the category of economy features of ISOPublic and the entire table of features currently contained on the features of ISOPublic page, which can be found at isopublic.org/features. As a final reminder, I'll continue to make additions and revisions to the table on an ongoing basis. My hope is for these features to be integrated into the future treatise on ISOPublic, followed by the annotated compact. Here ends this episode of Discourses on ISOPublic and my three-part series on the features of ISOPublic. Please subscribe and share. You can help support the initiative and the Discourses podcast on Patreon or Subscribestar, or make a donation at isopublic.org/contribute. This is Dean Adair, signing off until next time.